Hello and welcome to K-Chung, AM 1630.
There was once a house near a big dark forest where a little girl called Wasilisa lived with her cruel stepmother and stepsisters. They made her do all the work while they painted their faces and admired themselves. Their father was away, and her only friend was the doll her real mother had given her with her blessing before she died. One day, the fire went out. Her stepmother was very angry. "Now look what you've done. You'll have to go into the wood and fetch fire from the Baba Yaga." And she pushed her out of the door and slammed it. Wasilisa walked for hours through the black wood, and just as Venus touched the horizon, she came to a path. The birds began to sing, and through the trees a man dressed in white rode past her on a beautiful white stallion. And the day came. Then the path became a wide track. She heard the sound of hooves again, and through a cloud of dust appeared a chariot drawn by winged horses. As it flew past, she saw in it a man dressed in gold who looked straight ahead and would not see her. The sun rose. She journeyed on all that day until twilight, when she could make out in the distance a twinkling of lights, which became a cottage surrounded by a fence of little lights. As she got closer, she saw that each fence post was a bone topped by a grinning skull whose eyes glowed like dark coals. There was a rush of wind, and a great black warrior on a black horse carrying a silver scythe rushed by with hardly a sound, galloping straight into the cottage and disappeared. Wasilisa crept closer to the house. She could see now the gate latch made of a human arm and the lock that was a grinning mouth full of teeth. She was just about to run away when she heard another sound. And round the corner slithered a mortar steered by a woman with six arms. She was brushing away her tracks at the same time with a broom made of cats. Wasilisa followed her in.
"Bring me everything in the oven."
And she ate it all, leaving only some dry bread and water for Wasilisa.
"Tomorrow you must clean the house, sort the good seed from the bad in these four bushels, and cook me dinner by the time I come back, or I'll eat."
Upstairs. Wasilisa couldn't sleep for fear until a doll whispered in her ear, "The morning is cleverer than the evening. Go to sleep." When she woke up, the doll had just finished sorting the last of the grain. So Wasilisa hurriedly cooked dinner and had just finished when the Baba Yaga returned. She was so angry when she found the house spotless, the corn sorted, and the dinner on the table. But she said nothing, just clapped her hands, and three pairs of bodiless hands appeared, took the good seed and started grinding it into flour. Wasilisa couldn't look away.
What are you staring at? Why don't you say something?
Who were those riders I passed in the forest?
The mice, the day, the ghost, the sun, the blacks, the night, of course.
Where do you go when you leave the house?
Be careful what you ask about other people's business.
Wasilisa wanted to ask about the hands, but dared not, and so the Baba Yaga said,
"Very well, it's my turn. How did you manage to finish all the work in time?"
"Oh, it was with my mother's blessing."
"I don't want blessings in my house. Tomorrow you will have to do all you did today again and sort out these three sacks of poppy seeds."
Wasilisa was seized by a terrible curiosity to explore. So she went upstairs and, opening a huge iron door, found herself in the middle of a beautiful room full of strange things. In front of her was a mirror, and as she approached it, she saw the reflections of a faraway town. In the foreground stood an old man talking to an old woman dressed in rags. As Wasilisa leant forward to try to hear the conversation, the man looked straight at her. His face was so sad, she took a moment to realize it was her father. And she had to turn away. Thank you.
Findest du das angenehm?
Ja, zum Überleben reicht es schon.
Du hast dich auch verändert in den letzten Jahren.
Findest du, ne?
Warum das? Wahrscheinlich nicht, aber warum bist du denn nicht müde?
Ja, das wäre nicht gut.
Wollen wir das machen?
Ja.
Willst du runtersteigen?
We'll be right back. Schnappi-Schnappi-Kraft.
Yeah.
let's see, who was that? That was Connie Schnitzel. Klaus Schulz. I think performing a song called Crystal Lake from 1977. It includes xylotones, chrome wave, willow dreams, liquid mirrors, spring dance, à bientôt. It's from a record called Star Action, a double LP set on Brain Records. It's a German release. Also in that set, we had some other fabulous German composers, Edgar Froese, also on Brain, playing NGC 891, recorded from November 73 to March of 74 in Berlin. Special sounds with the artificial head system. By Gunther Brunchen. Cover design and photography by Monique Freuss. Thanks to Chris Frank for Moog Sounds on NGC 891. It's a very nice record too. Little new agey, little proggy, little synthy, all the good stuff. We also had Faust. But before Faust, or after Faust, we had Wave Code E Sharp 1 by Takehisa Kosugi. He also has another recording I recommend called Catch Wave. But this one, Studio Improvisations from Tokyo, 16th and 17th of September 1974 on BB Records, that interesting Russian bootlegging label, is quite nice, and it comes on red vinyl. Most of the records I have picked up from BB are really great. I do really like that label, although they're so mysterious with their clear plastic packaging and their double Bs. Yes, we did have Faust. What did Faust play? Faust played a song from another BB. No. It's not BB. I'm looking at the record cover because I'm really bad at writing things down. This is a recommended record. Record number one, recommended records, 1978, printed in England by Third Step. And it includes a couple of songs, and I played you one of them. I did not play the Carrot song, I played the other one. We had Gilly Smythe, Mother Gong, three writers of Wasilisa. It's kind of a weird gong record thing. I haven't quite figured out. It's gong, but not gong. It's Mother Gong. And that's how we started this lovely set here on Crystalline Morphologies. The show where you get to feel yourself really, really well. Up next, we have Cosmic Jokers. Thank you. Oh my God, it's dead air on K-Chung!